And the last group are, of course, the water signs, represented by Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. And again, Scorpio is the water carrier and Pisces is fish, so you get an idea of why they are fish, why they're water signs, sorry. And just to finally tell you, the general characteristics for that family are, as you would guess, very emotional, like watery, emotional. They can be very intuitive and often nostalgic. And especially the first sign of the group, which is Cancer, is meant to be very, very nostalgic. Often I've read that Cancerians, I don't think that it's true of the Cancerians that I know, but I've read a lot that Cancerians often live in the past and are very, very nostalgic and sentimental. But they, that especially Cancerian women make great mothers. Scorpios have an incredible charm. I know this to be true because my younger sister is Scorpio. They have incredible charm, but also they can be very, very jealous. Everybody says that about Scorpio, and I think it might be true. And then Pisces. Pisces are meant to have a really, really great intuition. Again, they, a little bit like the earth signs, they like staying at home. So water signs and earth signs often get on well, and fire and earth. But again, that's all very general, but those are the characteristics. And even if you don't believe it, I think it's fun.